That's a daddy, all right.
Hey! You should catch me when I jump.
I've caught you, all right. And now, just how do you think you're going to get down again, huh?
Philip Cameron imagines a homecoming such as this for the future. Today, in Against the Storm. We bring you another chapter of Against the Storm, written by Sandra Michael and presented by Procter & Gamble, the makers of Ivory. Say, I don't blame you ladies for being enthusiastic about the wonderful bargain offer new Double Quick Ivory Flakes is making. You certainly are getting a value. One pair or several pairs of beautiful Boulevard brand crepe silk stockings at far less than you could buy them in the stores.
And believe me, these crepe silk stockings are real quality. They're full-fashioned, all silk from top to toe, and made by a famous hosiery maker. They're especially flattering to wear, too, because they're knit inside out to give you that wonderful, smooth, dull finish.
Yes, and the heel and foot are designed in a new, improved way, without side seams where runs so often start. And these three-thread crepe stockings come in a lovely suntan shade called Tierra, a shade that goes with all your bright-colored dresses. So send for your beautiful Boulevard brand stockings today. Send for several pairs. They're a marvelous bargain. These stockings are so sheer, so beautiful, that when we showed them to hundreds of women, most of them thought they should cost at least half again as much as we're asking. In fact, dozens of them thought they cost a dollar or more. But here's all they cost you. For each pair, simply send 50 cents and one Ivory Flakes box top, either size. Address Ivory Flakes, Cincinnati, Ohio. These stockings are available in sizes 8.5 to 11, and be sure to include your stocking size. Now, I hope you'll take care of these lovely stockings nightly with new Double Quick Ivory Flakes. You'll be thrilled when you see how this easy, quick washing care helps those stockings wear. And new Double Quick Ivory Flakes are so speedy, they dissolve twice as fast as ever before. So count on this gentle washing care to help your new stockings stay in fine condition. Remember, just send 50 cents with your name and address and one Ivory Flakes box top to Ivory Flakes, Cincinnati, Ohio. Allow about 2 weeks for delivery. And hurry, friends, because this offer is limited. It's good in the United States only. Cameron knew as soon as he opened the door of the apartment that Christy hadn't come home yet from campus. It was curious, he thought, how quickly you can tell when you enter a house you share with someone else whether anyone is at home or not. Philip stood still in the dark hall when he remembered that very soon he'd be coming home to an empty house every evening, and there'd be no expectation of hearing Christy's key in the lock at any moment. This would be a horrible, quiet, lifeless place.
Why, that's ridiculous. Chances are it'll be a good deal noisier than I've ever known it to be when...
Daddy! Daddy! Is that you?
Yes, it's Daddy, all right.
Hey!
You should catch me when I jump.
Well, I've caught you now, my fine fellow. And how are you going to get down, you suppose?
I don't care. I like it up here. Ooh, there's a spider web on the ceiling.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, we'll just let it stay, huh?
Yes, or the spider will have no place to live. Daddy, look how big I am.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Cameron.
Hello, Manny.
See how big I am, Manny?
Yes, indeed, I see how big you are. What I should like to know, however, will the two gentlemen have dinner tonight? Or perhaps you're not the two I'm expecting, sir. Roasted young chicken, strawberries and cream, and fresh New York bread.
Oh, Nanny.
Oh, Nanny.
Well, we're exactly the people you've been expecting for dinner, aren't we, son?
Yes, Nanny knows we are.
Oh, not have to stay out here running up and down the hall the evening through. Will, dinner's going to be served in a minute. You know that.
Well, come along, son. Help me wash up for dinner. One, two, three.
Oh, I washed for dinner.
Yeah, that's a likely picture of a homecoming in this place. Where would we put a boy and a nurse in this little box of a place? And who says Lucretia and her Mr. Tyler are going to let Peter Olden come down here at all? Well, yes, maybe they will, but he can't come to this place, that's certain. Have to find a house. Seems to me there was one Christy used to talk about. Maybe that's still available.
Let his mind follow that thought while he washed up for dinner without the imagined help of his young son. He thought of the house as if Christy would be there. Thinking about that made it seem believable. When Christy came home and he could see by her eyes that nothing had changed, he felt a shock of disappointment. And all the confusion, the unreality of the last few days overwhelmed him again as if for the first time. During dinner, Christy finally mentioned the subject they'd both been avoiding.
Well, I meant to tell you, they've got someone else to take over my summer classes.
Oh.
So I'm free to go as soon as I clear everything up after I make out the grades after exams.
You're free to go, Chris? I wish I had as much power to give you that freedom or deny it as the university has.
Please, Phil.
Okay, my dear. I just said I wish.
I wish a lot of things too, Phil. But that's a hopeless business.
You wish into the past, darling. That's why it's hopeless. You wish something hadn't been. Well, what I wish is that something might be. But I can see you don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to because I just can't.
When you go to New York, are you going to stay with Nicky Scott?
Isn't human nature ridiculous, Phil? You said, when you go to New York. And I actually didn't like to hear you say that. As if you accepted the idea I'm going.
Oh, Chris, darling.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know why I do things like that. Announce and catalog my crazy reactions. You see, it doesn't mean anything that I felt like that, except a flash of, I suppose, injured vanity. With my rational mind, I do want you to accept the idea that I'm going.
I wish to heaven you'd go soon, then, Chris. You expect me to take a good deal these days, don't you?
And what have you expected of... No, I'm sorry. We don't want to talk like this to each other. Exams are over the 10th. I'll leave not later than a week after that. Phil, I've been wondering. Have you decided what you'll do this summer?
Do? I'm not going to do anything in particular.
I mean about your boy.
I haven't decided anything, no.
Do you suppose you'll have him down here?
I don't know. This isn't much of a place for a youngster, and I suppose they'd send his nurse along, Lucretia's nanny.
We should have had that house now, shouldn't we? How odd that it was I who wanted the house and you who didn't.
I'd say that's probably the least of the odd things that have happened to us, wouldn't you, Chris?
I suppose so. I wanted to tell you, when I talked to Father the other day, he said that he and Mother would like the idea of having a grandson come to visit. So I thought if you knew that, you might take him over to see them.
Thanks very much for telling me. I wonder if you have any idea how much it means to me to hear that, Chris. And there's another odd thing, too. Once when we were happy together, I hope that your family would include me among them someday. Now that I've lost you, I seem to be admitted to the family.
Christy tried to think of an answer. There were a great many things she might have said, but not one would form itself in her mind. She looked away, and she let the cold, blank, stupid silence remain untouched. Philip said nothing either. After a long while, she couldn't bear it anymore, and the thought flashed into her mind just in the second it took her to look at Philip, that if his eyes showed as much unhappiness as she herself felt, then she would give up. She would... But now she looked at him. Philip was listening, preoccupied, to something outdoors.
Listen. That's funny, isn't it? Sounds just like crickets. I thought crickets didn't show up until September, didn't you?
Don't miss out on the marvelous bargain offer on beautiful Boulevard brand Pure Silk Crepe Stockings. Remember, for a limited time only, new Double Quick Ivory Flakes is making you this special offer. And say, if you could see these three-thread stockings, you'd be sending for several pairs right away. We showed them to hundreds of women, and most of them thought they should cost at least half again as much as we're asking. They are full-fashioned, pure silk from top to toe. They're knit with the smooth, dull side on the outside, so they look especially flattering and glamorous. And the shade is a lovely suntan color called Tiara. It goes with everything. So send them today while the bargain lasts. Now here's all you do. Send 50 cents with your name and address and one Ivory Flakes box top, either size. Mail to Ivory Flakes, Cincinnati, Ohio. Stockings available in sizes 8.5 to 11, and be sure to include your stocking size. This offer is good in the United States only.
Don't you know when you expect the boy down here, Phil?
Of course not. I haven't even written to ask his mother when he'll be allowed to come. I suppose I might as well do that right now.
Out in Arizona, Peter Alden, his mother, and his stepfather prepare for a trip to the East. Tomorrow, in Against the Storm. This is Richard Stark, wishing you a good day for the makers of Ivory, 99 and 44 100% pure.